Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Oh, Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Only Jesus, only you, Jesus. And so we give God praise, we give God glory. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, amen, on this great morning. And we're coming, our scriptures coming from Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Then in verse 3 says, and pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Verse 4 says, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. And that's the apostle asking for prayer. And I know that's something that we all need. And I just continue, amen, to humble. Let's humble ourselves before our God and be in humility and in speaking with him in prayer and supplications. God is mighty. He is awesome. He is so wonderful. We just exalt his holy name. We give him prayer. We come to him in prayer. We come to him in praise. Amen. So to him be the glory and to him be the praise. Bless his holy name. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just worship you. We just give you praise, glory, and honor for today. God, we magnify you. God, we just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we come before you, Lord God, and seeing what's happening in this nation, the U.S., and the nations across the world. God, we know you are in control. You are sovereign. God, we ask that in your wrath you remember mercy. God, we ask you to pour out your spirit, bring as many as will call on your son, Jesus Christ. We know millions, perhaps even a billion, have already called on the name of Jesus and have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, God, as you send forth the laborers into the harvest field, we ask for the laborers to be strengthened. We pray that they persist, they endure. God, it's your will to your glory. Amen, that no one should perish at all to come to repentance. So we're praying, Father God, for the missionaries all over the world, people, men, women, children, youth of God, sharing the gospel. We lift the Gospel of Asia Ministries, Grace Point Ministry. Yes, you take a hedge of protection around them, blood of Jesus around them. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We cry out for wisdom from you. We need your wisdom. We know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for rescuing. We thank you, Father God, for your strength, your encouragement, your comfort. We thank you for your correction, for your direction for our lives, because we know, God, that you love your people. You love us, and you care for us. And you want us to cast our cares on you because you care for us. And so, Father, I bless your holy name. I lift up, amen, the children and the youth, God, orphans, fatherless, God, that they will call on the name of Jesus. A little child should lead them, lead their family members, lead their peers, siblings, lead others to Christ Jesus. Adults, Father God, that they will be able to plant seeds of their faith, their childlike faith. And you're the one who makes those seeds grow. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are God who heals. And it's by your stripes, it's by your wounds that we are healed. You heal us and we are healed. You save us and we are saved, Father God. So we come to you, Lord God, casting God's sickness on you. And we know that you're able to bear our sickness. Jesus, God, your son Jesus, walked and healed many. Many just touched the cloak, touched his hem of his garment and were healed. So, God, heal today. Heal people that I know. Heal the saints of God. Cancer, diabetes, Father God, and any illness we know, just you're able to just reverse it. High blood pressure, God, you're able to reverse the effects in the name of Jesus. God, we call on you, Lord God. You take us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, that we have the faith. We have the fervency. We have the trust in you and believing you. You can do it. It's nothing too hard for you. God, you're doing mighty miracles every day. God, we bless you, especially the miracle of salvation. God, we bless you. We thank you for raining down your salvation on mankind. For God, you are eternal, and those who call on you shall be eternal in eternal life. Who is your son, Jesus? Jesus is life, and we believe he is your son. We believe he came into all the world because you loved us. You loved the world, that you didn't want to see any perish, but all to call on Jesus, confess, declare with our mouths, believe in our hearts that he is Lord, and our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, glory be unto your name, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now that you will bless the persecuted churches being persecuted, Lord God, for faith in you, God, that they will stand firm in their faith, stand firm to the end. We know there's a reward later for your people. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I give you the highest praise. You're worthy of the highest praise. God, we worship you. We worship you, mighty God. You right now, God, that for our the kings and presidents and queens and those who are in leadership over the nations, we pray for President Barack Obama. We pray, God, for all the leadership you place in authority over us, God, in our states, in our counties, in our cities and towns. God, we are praying for them, God, that they would acknowledge you, God. They would acknowledge that you are God Almighty, and you have placed them in their positions, Father God, to help the oppressed, the fatherless widow, and the orphans, God, and that they would encourage them. They would make laws and so forth, God, to uplift those who are oppressed, and God, and provide justice. God, I thank you right now. You are a vindicator. You are Lord. You have set us free. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, O God, for you are mighty. Thank you, O God, for you are great. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah to your name. And we bless you, O God, that we are devoting ourselves to prayer. We're being watchful and prayerful, O God, and thankful. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our life, health, and strength. For blessing us with faith. And thank you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That we are called your people, that you are our God. And Lord, thank you for the promises we receive, oh God, that will last forever and ever. God, you just think as we are victorious, and that you are going to reward the victorious. Thank you, take us from victory to victory. To you be the glory, Father God. And to you be the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen. And praise God, saints. We thank God for you. We bless God for you on today. Have an awesome rest of the day, the Lord. Keep us in prayer. Pray for us as our computer is down. And we need the Lord to supply that need. Amen. And we know that he is able. We fervently ask the Lord. Amen, to supply the need of a new computer, amen, by his grace and mercy. We ask that you pray, continue for the nations, because God is, he is doing a great work in the earth, and he wants people to be saved, and we know that judgment is in the earth as well. Be blessed, go with God, join us in the morning, amen.